The Columbia Workshop presents Three Strikes, You're Out, The Romance of a Piano Tuner by Vernon Delston.
Spring is here. Warm spring is here. The air is warm. Winter's dead. You can tell winter is dead. The trees are getting green. The buds smell nice and sweet. Kids fill up the street with noise of running and yelling and horsing around. All of a sudden, the winter emptiness disappears, and kids spring up all over the place like mushrooms. They talk so loud, they think everybody's deaf. You feel good in the spring. $90 in the bank and 110 to go. A good motor, nice paint job, and 4 good tires. You step on the gas and you see America first. Hey, stars. Hey, stars in the sky, you're getting in my hair. Those writing guys with those fancy words. Those fancy words are a quarter apiece. What do those writing guys say about spring?
Hiya, Joe.
Oh, hiya, Marty. I didn't see you coming.
You look like you're in a fog. You coming down to the club tonight?
No, I don't think so. There's nothing doing.
Sure, Joe. We picked the lineup for Sunday. You're pitching, ain't you, Joe?
I don't think I'll go.
Hey, you feel all right?
Yeah.
You sure you feel all right?
Yeah.
Well, the meeting's going to be all about baseball. Baseball, Joe. You're not passing it up.
It's too nice a night to be inside.
My brother-in-law's keeping that car in good shape for you as soon as you get the 200 smackers.
Oh, I got 90 saved already. By the time summer comes, I'll have the rest.
Okay, Joe. He's saving it for you. He'd like to see you have it. He knows you take care of it. All right, some boat, 20 miles to the gallon.
Yeah, it's a swell boat. I could take care of a job like that.
Yeah, that's what my brother-in-law says. He knows you can take care of a car. Come on, Joe.
No, I'm going to sit in the park for a while.
Oh, I get it, Joe. You got one of those crazy spells coming on again, huh? You want to sit in the grass in the park. I understand you, Joe. I know one guy who understands you. You're not daffy, Joe.
Thanks.
Honestly, I don't think you're daffy.
Thanks.
There's some guys that think so, but not me. I understand you.
You understand. Tell the fellas I'll see him tomorrow.
Yeah, I read about a guy who sat in the park all night watching the stars. He's a screwball with brain fever. Little X-ray in the upstairs way, but you're a right guy, Joe. Any guy who can pitch like you is okay.
I'll be seeing you, Marty.
Okay, Joe. I'll get your feet wet.
Maybe he's right. Maybe I ought to go to the club tonight. Guy gets funny ideas in the park in the spring. Oh, save it. Save it until I get the car. Then I can branch out, go where I want to go, and be free. Step on the gas, and it's all right with the world. God's in his heaven, and it's spring in the park. Oh, maybe I better go back and join Marty and the boys. Oh, it feels good in the park. Don't look now, but there's a doll giving you the eye. Keep looking at the stars, Joe. Keep looking. Don't turn around. Uh-oh, it looks bad.
I've got your quarter.
Yeah, did you see where it rolled?
Oh, dear. Right around here, I think.
Oh, if it's in the grass, you haven't a chance of finding it.
Oh, dear, if I only had a match.
I don't smoke.
I don't like men who smoke.
Wish I could find it for you.
Oh, never mind. I shouldn't have put it in my handkerchief.
Oh, here it is.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it was right near my feet.
You must have good eyes.
Oh, all right.
It's a beautiful night.
Yeah, it sure is.
Do you ever come to the park when they have concerts?
Sometimes.
I'd rather go to the park on Saturday night than go to the movies.
Well, I like the movies.
Oh, I like the movies, too.
Gee, it is a nice night.
My name's Mary.
I'm Joe.
Pleased to meet you, Joe.
Likewise.
Well, good night, Joe.
Night.
Well, she likes me. Well, that's okay, Joe. There's no harm done. It's spring in the park, spring in the sky. Spring on Sunday, Monday. Spring on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Spring on Friday, Saturday. Tune those pianos. Blow that tuning fork. Tune the upright. Tighten up the baby grand. 10, 20, 30. Save your dough. Buy that car. 90 to go. Great paint job. Good rubber.
A week went kind of fast.
It dragged for me. What do you do?
What do you mean?
Your work. What kind of work do you do?
I tune pianos. I'm piano tuner.
Well, sounds interesting. You must have a good ear for music.
No, I don't know a thing about music. What do you do?
I'm a bookkeeper. I work for my father. He manufactures shirts.
Oh, you don't work either.
Oh, that's what everybody says. Just because I work for my father. I work hard sometimes.
Yeah. I'm pitching our first game next week. I got to get my arm in shape.
Oh, I like horseshoes. My dad plays good at it.
Not horseshoes, baseball. You like baseball?
Oh, yes, I like it.
Last year I saw the Brooklyn Dodgers play 15 times, 3 doubleheaders. Did you ever go to a game?
Yes. I saw the Yankee Clippers play.
You mean the New York Yankees.
Are you romantic?
What do you want to see the Yankees play for?
I like romantic fellas.
Yeah, I'm just a guy who don't bother nobody.
Doesn't bother anybody.
Yeah, that's right. I get mixed up sometimes.
Oh, it doesn't really make any difference.
Gee, it's always nice in the park.
Would you like to come to a party with me next Saturday?
Look out, Joe. Tell her you won't be able to see you next week. The club's got a special meeting. They're going to elect your baseball captain. You can't make it, Joe. Tell her you can't make it.
Saturdays? Well, I...
Well, if you don't care to go, if you have a previous appointment, that's all right. It's not very important. I'm not forcing you to go.
Well, I'd like to go.
Well, that's all right. I understand. You don't want to go. You have...
No, I didn't say I don't want to go.
You didn't say it, but I know how it is. I understand, men.
Well, if that's the way you feel
about it... Make believe I didn't ask you. I'm sorry I asked you.
Well, then you won't be sorry. I'll go to the party.
That's the way it starts, you dope. A party, then another party. Now a movie and another movie. And just when the weather's getting hot and the baseball race is running true to form, the pitchers are ahead of the batters. Think about your dough. 70, 80, 90, 100, 110, 120. Tune up that baby grand Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Sweep out the garage. See America first. Boss, you can look for another piano tuner. I'm hitting the road.
Main 411179.
Now it's your turn to ask her to a party, you sap.
The club's running a dance next Saturday, Mary. Would you like to go?
Oh, I'd love to meet your friends.
You came in with. Where'd you pick her up?
Now, cut it out, Marty. She's a nice girl.
Okay, Joe. I didn't say nothing. I'll ask is where you met her. That's all I said.
That's right, Joe. That's all he said. Why jump on the guy? A girl is a girl. It's a
Well, if it ain't Joe, I ain't seen you in weeks.
Where you been, Joe?
Yeah.
I've been around.
Yeah, you're too good for baseball practice, eh?
Well, my arm's a little sore.
Hey, you don't look so well. Working hard?
Oh, well, Joe, here you are.
Oh, Mary, I want you to meet some of the boys. This is Al.
Hi, cutie.
Yeah, that's Pete.
Hiya.
This is my friend Marty.
Hiya, Duchess.
How do you do?
Let's grab ourselves a dance.
Yeah. Let's break these two, Al.
Yeah, I think I'll clean out myself. Are you a jitterbug, Mary?
I should say not.
Then what kind of a louse are you? Let's go, goddamn. I'll see you later, Duchess.
Yeah, I'll tell you. Come on, Joe. Oh, he's a great guy, that Marty. Funny.
Want to dance, Mary?
No, Joe.
What's the matter?
Nothing.
Feel all right?
Oh, yes.
But something is the matter.
Well, if you must know, I don't like your friends.
You led with your chin that time, but here's your chance, Joe. Get back with the fellas. Tell her where to get off. This is the end. 20 more bucks and that car is yours. You fill her up, check the oil, your arm feels good again. Ah, oh, pitch him in, Joe. You got your wings again. Whoop it.
There's nothing wrong with my friends.
They're crude and unmannerly.
Oh, no. You can't say that about my friends.
Well, I have.
Why, we grew up together. They'd do anything for me. They'd give me the shirt off their back.
That's too bad.
Oh, now, look, you better apologize for this and...
Attaboy, Joe.
You better apologize or we're finished.
Joe! Oh, come here, Joe. Don't run away. Let's dance.
I don't feel like dancing.
Yes, you do.
You apologize?
Of course.
Ouch. She pitched one over on you, Joe.
Yeah, Joe, that high, hard one straight across the middle. You got one strike on you, Joe, my lad. You tightened up in the pinches.
You didn't mean what you said, did you, Joe?
Mean what?
About us being finished.
Ah, no.
You know I love you, Joe. Do you love me?
Sure.
Next Saturday, we're going on a boat ride. Daddy's club is having a benefit, and I've got two tickets.
Kiss Saturday's goodbye. You had your chance and you flubbed it. The fellas are a little sore at you. You don't come around so often. You've gone high hat on them. Here it is near the end of the season. You've only pitched one game. Oh, they don't believe you've got a sore arm. Those double feature pictures every Saturday night are ruining your eyes. You've only seen one baseball game this year. You used to be crazy about the game. Now you're just crazy. World Series is over. Those darn Yankees won again. How time flies.
At this stage of the game, you can be expecting an invitation for Sunday dinner. Now, nix on that, Joe. If you accept it, you're cooked. Watch your step. Don't let it get serious. Maybe she won't invite you. Who knows? Time flies. It seems it was only yesterday.
What do you do on Sunday, Joe?
Why do you ask?
Oh, I'd just like to know.
Well, I hang out with the fellas, and I go someplace to eat, and I see a ball game, movies sometimes, lots of things.
Would you like to spend an afternoon at my house? You could have dinner.
Oh, no, thanks, Mary. I...
Attaboy, Joe. Don't get too involved.
Why?
Well, I see the fellas every Sunday. We play ball, and we kid around.
Oh.
I'd like to, but...
I wouldn't want to interfere with your plans.
Well, thanks for asking me, Mary.
Of course, the fellas are more important than I.
No, it's not that.
Afraid someone will bite you if you come to my house?
Well, if that's the way you feel about
it... Forget I ask you. I hope you enjoy yourself.
That's a load off your chest.
Well, if that's the way you feel about it, I'll eat at your house.
What did I tell you? You're stuck now. Cross Sunday off the calendar. Good old Sunday. He didn't mean any harm. Watch out you don't gain too much weight. You know what those dinners are. Look for the cigar that smells like old laundry. Look for the newspaper rattling to beat the band. And look for little brother making a pest of himself. And look for dear old mother in a chair knitting. Well, there's the house. Might as well go in.
Well, that's a nice boy our Mary's got. Is it serious?
Bringing him to dinner today.
Serious.
I only hope he's an orphan. I hate mother-in-laws.
Yeah, me too. Your mother was a prize.
Now, honey, I don't want you to talk that way about my mother.
She's just an old nanny goat. Well, don't you hear the bell?
Well, that must be Joe.
I'm Joe.
Hello, Joe.
Don't be afraid, Joe. Walk right in. Just like I told you. There's the cigar. Look behind the smoke screen. You'll see the father.
Well, sit down,
Ooh,
Joe.
Ooh, what a smell. Why doesn't somebody open the window and throw away that weed?
Good thing, brother.
And the newspaper.
Have a chair, anyway.
Where's the chair with a nice groove in it? Ah, yes. There it is.
Don't be afraid of you.
That's right, Mother. It's your chair.
Don't be weird.
Time to knit. Oh, it's a nice scene. A nice domestic scene. Should have brought your candle along to take a picture. Uh-oh, I made a mistake. There's no little brother. I guess I had him wrong. No little brother?
Hey, when are we going to eat? I'm hungry.
Now, don't be so rude, buddy. When you come into a room, say hello.
Hello. I'm hungry.
This is Joe. Shake hands with Joe.
Oh, a new one, huh? That sister's own fella promised me a football for Christmas. Yeah, but he doesn't come around here anymore. What are you going to get me for Christmas, huh?
How about a catcher's mitt, young fella?
Now, go upstairs and wash up. We're going to eat soon.
Okay.
Mary will be down in a few minutes, Joe.
Hey, here you're a piano tuner. Must know a lot about music.
Oh, no, nothing at all. I got a good ear, that's all.
Must be interesting work.
That's all.
Is there a future in it?
Well, I don't know. I never thought about it much.
Nowadays, my boy, you got to worry about the future. It isn't like 10 years ago when everything was rosy. You probably won't believe it, but I used
to... There it goes, Joe. He's pitching him to the corners. Duck before he hits you in the eye. You don't like it much, huh? Well, you better get used to it. You're going to see a lot of him unless you wise up now. You smell that chicken roasting? That isn't chicken. That's you, Joe. Burning.
Smell that. Best chicken you ever tasted. Mother's just about the best cook this side of the river.
Oh, Daddy, you're such a flatterer. Do you like chicken, Joe?
Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot.
Hey, I'm hungry. Don't forget the catches, Miss Joe. Hello, Joe. Just get here.
Yeah, a little while ago.
Come on in, everybody. Now, you sit over here, Joe, next to Mary.
Relax, Joe. Relax. It's only a meal. Don't worry about it.
Buddy, sit here.
The next time you eat here, be next never. Like eat heartily, there, my boy. Especially take a good look at the happy, smiling faces.
White or dark, please.
That brat's giving you the eye. Yes, so is the mother. Watch your manners. Don't take such a big mouth.
Joe?
Mother's talking to you.
Joe.
Swallow it.
Does your mother make salad this way?
I'm an orphan.
Well, Say, Joe, would you come around some night to tune our piano? Needs tuning. Would you some night, Joe?
Oh, I'd be glad to.
Make it Wednesday night. Yes, sir. Now, what do you say you want?
Wednesday night, Joe.
All right.
Okay, tune her up and that's the end. You had a good dinner, you owe him a tuning. You can step out just in time. They're beginning to look at you with that look. You know the look. They talk to you as if...
Hello, Mary.
You're late, Joe.
Late?
I expected you at 8 o'clock.
Oh, we didn't have a date. I just came to tune the piano.
Oh, of course, Joe.
Where's your family?
Movies. They go every Wednesday night. Screen all night.
Oh, we're alone then, huh?
Isn't it nice to be alone?
Yeah, sure.
It's as if it was our home and everything belonged to us.
This is my tuning fork. I'd better get to work, I guess.
Propaganda, Joe. It's pure propaganda. You're getting involved. You're riding on the wave. The undercurrent is taking you out deeper and deeper. Swim back, Joe. Swim. Swim.
At halftime, Southern California leads in the Rose Bowl Classic by the score of 7-0. It's a beautiful day, folks. The sun is shining so strong down here in our broadcasting booth, you can hardly distinguish the players' numbers. I wish you were all out here, folks, enjoying this super colossal spectacle as much as I'm enjoying it. What a day and what a game.
Ah, those palm trees must be beautiful. That's the life, sitting out in the sun all day, eating a bowl of roses, squirt orange juice in your blood.
Heaviest snowfall of the year has fallen on the eastern seaboard. Cold weather is expected to set in with below zero weather forecast for tonight.
Oh, it's freezing out here. Oh, give me the spring anytime. What does a guy do to keep warm?
And here are some basketball scores. Notre Dame 48, Wisconsin 30. NYU 31, Georgetown 23. Fordham 21, St. John's 19. That must have been a thriller. Columbia.
The garden jams them in. 220 for two seats. Now, you don't mind spending that once in a while. It's a nice change and better than going to the movies every Saturday. Two hot chocolates is 20 cents more, but you only do it once in a while.
With the spring training season about to get underway, the big baseball news of the week is that Dolph Camilli has signed a one-year contract for a sum reported to
be... Oh, that cough's getting you down, Joe. Florida, that's the place. Camilla signs. Well, it's about time. Boy, what a suck. Get him into the center field bleachers. Now those rookies have got the life. Free feed and a hot sun. Oh, that's the life. If you ever get rid of that.
Hi, Joe. What's your hurry?
Oh, hello, Marty. I got a cold.
Don't see you around anymore, Joe. What's the matter? Boys have been asking for you.
Oh, I've been busy.
And my brother-in-law sold a car, Joe. Got a guy who promised to take care of it.
That was a good buy.
Yeah, my brother-in-law was sorry you didn't buy it. He knew you'd take care of it.
And secondhand cars are a lot of trouble. I might get a new car in a couple of months.
Stop kidding yourself. In a couple of months, you'll be lucky if you can buy yourself a kiddie car.
Well, it must be in the chips. Spring practice starts next week.
Yeah, looks like Brooklyn's here.
Yeah, you're coming to practice, ain't you, Joe?
Well, I'll try. I'm not promising.
How's your arm? We need you, Joe. You're the best pitcher we ever had.
Well, I said I'll try to be down.
Okay, Joe, okay. Take it easy. All I said was...
Well, gee, you'd think all a fella had to do was to play baseball.
You don't come around to meetings anymore. Hey, we got some swell-looking babes coming down on Saturday night. You like that new song?
Oh, that cold's getting me down, you know?
Well, if you're in a hurry, Joe, I don't want to be keeping you.
Oh, no, I'm not in a hurry.
You're changed, Joe.
It's this cold. I always get one at this time of the year.
It's not the cold. It's you. Fellas think you're getting high hat on them.
But I haven't changed.
They think you're stuck up.
But, gee, just because a guy doesn't spend his time at the club, they think he's got a disease or something.
You have got a disease, Joe.
Well, if you want to resign, say so.
Oh, now you want me to resign, if that's the way
you... We don't want you to resign.
Now you want me to resign, if that's the way
you... We don't want you to resign, only...
All right, if that's the way you feel about
listen,
it, I'll...
Listen, Joe, come out for practice Sunday. You're still the best pitcher we ever had.
I told you I'll try. That's all I said. I'll try.
You'll try? Don't make me laugh.
Well, be seeing you, Joe.
That settles it, Joe. You better call the break now. You're losing your friends. You're through with baseball. They think you're stuck up. Show them you're not. Pitch them in. Remember that three-hit shutout you tossed against the Claremonts? 15 strikeouts? Oh, what a day that was. You were a hero, Joe. Oh, you can do it again. Tell her. Tell her tonight this is your chance. Tell her after the movies. Your last movies.
What's the spin of the arrow, folks? Your last chance to win the big $10 prize. Watch it, folks. There she goes. Round and round and round. She's throwing up. 70, 79, 80.
$10.
I never have any luck on bank nights.
Next time, maybe.
Mary, I've got something to tell you.
What is it, Joe?
I've known you about a year now.
It's a year and 2 months. Remember when we met? In this park, too.
Yeah, I think I was standing here when you dropped the quarter.
The year went fast.
Well, what I wanted to tell you is that I've been seeing you.
I know, Joe. You don't have to say it.
You know what I was going to say?
Yes.
And you don't care? You're not mad?
Why should I be? We love each other and we ought to get married.
Married?
What, Joe?
Well, we can't get married. I don't make enough money.
Ask for a raise. You've been working there long enough. Did you ever get a raise?
No.
Well, after 10 years in one place, you deserve one. Ask the boss to give you...
Oh, I couldn't do that.
Why not?
Well, I don't know.
Are you afraid he'll bite you?
I ain't afraid of nothing.
Oh, Joe, I knew you'd do it. I'm so happy. I love you, Joe.
Okay, Mary.
And you love me, too.
Sure.
We're just like the couple in the movie.
Yeah. Just like the movie.
Here's your big chance. Go ahead, ask the boss for a raise. You've got less than a Chinaman's chance. You can tell you didn't get it. It's an easy out for you. It's the best thing that could happen. There's the boss. Ask him. Go ahead.
Can I talk to you for a minute, boss?
Sure, Joe. What can I do for you?
Well, I just wanted to...
What's the matter? Is there anything wrong? Is that thing satisfactory?
Well, I've been working here for 10 years.
Well, you're one of my best and most trusted employees. You're a good tuner, Joe.
Thanks, boss. What I wanted to say
Go ahead, man. Speak up.
Well, it's just that since I have done my job so well for 10 years,
Yes, go on.
I think, boss, I deserve a raise.
Oh. I've been watching you work for a long time, Joe. I'm glad you asked me. Because while I watched you, I kept wondering why my most faithful employee and best tuner shouldn't get ahead further than he is. After all, 10 years to work in one place is a long time.
I was your first tuner, boss.
But now I know the answer. You didn't have enough push, Joe. You never complained about anything. You were always satisfied.
Well, I've been treated all right.
Well, that's it, Joe. But you've changed now. You're becoming a go-getter, and that's what I like to see. You will find $5 extra in your pay each week.
Gee, thanks,
Joe. Go-getter at last. It must be a woman. Don't tell me, Joe. It's always a woman. It must be.
Dear boys, I regret that I must resign from the club. I do not have time to go to baseball practice, so I guess you'll have to look for another pitcher. I'm going to be married in a few weeks, and I'm very busy now visiting relatives and buying furniture. Mary's parents are fixing up the top floor of their house for us. I hope you boys will come around sometime. If I have a night off, I'll come around and see you.
Joey, my lad, it's 3 strikes and you're out. No secondhand car, no trips, no baseball in the next 35 years of your life. Try to save one day that you can call your own. Just one. Now, your coffin day is at hand. Oh, I'm leaving you, Joe. I don't want any part of it. You were a great guy.
Where are you going?
I've been undercover too long, Joe. I need some fresh air.
Oh, don't leave me. I need you.
I know you don't. Oh, you can get along without me very well.
But you need me.
Now, don't make me laugh. You see that guy over there standing on the curb?
Yeah.
He's waving his thumb. He's hitchhiking to Florida. Florida, Joe, do you remember?
I'm gonna miss you.
I wish I could say the same for you, Joe. The car's stopping. He's got a lift. So long, Joe. Send my regards to Mary with love.
You have just heard the Columbia Workshop production of an original comedy for radio entitled 3 Strikes, You're Out, The Romance of a Piano Tuner. It was written by Vernon Delston. In tonight's performance, the principal role, that of Joe, was played by Frank Lovejoy, the well-known radio actor. Mary was played by Adrian Martin. The supporting cast included Ray Collins, Elaine Grenville, Jack Grimes, Cliff Carpenter, Patricia Kelly, Bernard Zanville, Adrian Martin, and Frank Butler. The entire production was under the direction of Brewster Morgan. Next week at this same time, the Columbia Workshop will present America with Promises, the poem by Archibald MacLeish. Mr. MacLeish will introduce the broadcast in person with a foreword from Washington. And the Columbia Symphony Orchestra will play an original musical setting to America with Promises, composed by Alexander Nabokov. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.